Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stalsus. I'd like to just wish each one of you a blessed new year today, since this is January 1 of 2015. As I considered, with it being New Year's, my mind went to Hebrews 10, verse 1. It was talking about the failure of the old covenant, how the old covenant could not fulfill. It was the old covenant pointed forward towards the ultimate sacrifice of Christ. And it reads this way: for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continuously make the comers thereunto perfect. It couldn't do it. It just could not do the ultimate plan that God had in place. They would do sin sacrifices every year to try to please God and forgive their sins. Verse 2 reads, For then would they not have ceased to be offered. It's a question mark. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have come no more conscience of sins. The old covenant, it couldn't do it. It just did not bring to did not appease their conscience. They knew that something was wrong, so they would again and again and again bring their sacrifices unto God. The question that I have for each one of you listeners: are you at a place where you have accepted that one and only sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the one and final sacrifice, I should say? Because when Christ, when they slew Christ as a sinner, he took on the sins of the world, and then they slew him as a sinner, and he died. But he rose again, and he ascended to heaven. And that was he was the lamb that was slain, the one and final time. And therefore, we don't need to try to please God through our works. But because of the love of Christ within us, we want to please him. It's not like we have to be part of an organization that every year we have to make a confession if we didn't follow their rules, because that's all man's way of thinking. But rather in John 15, verses 14 and 15, this is a bit paraphrased, but it says, "You are my friends if you do that what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. Because I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father." You know, it's kind of interesting as we consider that. As a employer, as the owner of a business, we do not share all the information with our employees. There are certain records, there are certain documents that we don't share with them. That's confidential, because they're a servant and we are the master. But this is different with Christ. The 3 years that he spent on his ministry, he came down and he shared with us. He made known to us the things of the Father, because he wanted to, in those 3 years, share with us as mankind God's perfect plan for the ultimate sacrifice. And then in the end, he walked through it. He left himself, he put to death, but he triumphantly rose again, and he ascended to heaven. And because of that, we no longer need to, year after year, continue to make those blood sacrifices for our sin. But rather, we need to acknowledge that Christ was that final sacrifice. Lord bless you. May you have a prosperous year.